Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our Prayer Room Ministry. So delighted this morning to be back on our morning, Saturday morning prayer time this morning. I just give God all the praise. We have Prophetess Maria Nelson that's hosting it today for the month of December, and she will be praying. I just give God all the praise and all the glory. We're going to turn it over to her right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. I will bless his holy name. God is so great. He is so wonderful. I run out of words sometimes to express the joy that I feel just from his presence, and especially at a time like this, his presence.
Yes.
Feeling his presence is necessary.
Yes.
It is necessary. Not sure if everybody's on yet.
They probably not. Not everybody.
Not yet.
I don't really think so. But you could go on and keep talking some, but or whatever you're going
to
do. Because
Fabiana wanted me to send her the. Okay. Fabiana wanted
yeah, she,
me to send her
here.
The number.
She's
oh,
on
good.
Here.
Okay, good. I was like, and I don't know how to work my phone. I'm trying to send it and talk at the same time. All right. I thank God, and in my personal experience, just been going through a lot of things, and over the past 5 years have, just begin to ask God, when you've been in church all your life or you've seen church in different ways and experienced different things and you see the things that are going on in the world, you start to ask yourself, God, what is it that, I need to do, or how is it that we can change or make things better or make things different? Am I where I'm supposed to be? What am I supposed to do? And things like that. And so, and when you begin to self-reflect, you discover, that some things are not as they should be. And some things, we do need to do differently and we do need to do better. And, we have more pride than we realize. We have more self-reliance, than we realize. We haven't trusted God the way that, we should, trust God. We haven't, done the things, the way that we should. And so when you're honest with yourself, you begin to look at things and seek God to, get in line. You want to get in line. And one of the things that I have discovered and even witnessed and even in working, in the field that I've worked in, pain has a way of distracting us completely, like throwing us off.
That's
hurt
right.
And pain, and it just, it takes us into a direction, and it's hard to hear God, it's hard to see God, it's hard to follow his directions to really know, what it is. And so this morning, just as I was meditating on, what scripture to read, Psalms 121 came to mind. And so I'm going to start off with that scripture this morning. And Psalms 121 says, I will lift up, and I'm reading the NASB. I will lift up my eyes to the mountains, from whence shall my help come. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from all evil. He will keep your soul. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forever. The word of God for the people of God. And as I meditated on that scripture this morning, I just, and I know Apostle knows that I'm like, I love to study. I love to study words. I love to know, like, what things mean, you know. And so I'm always, when I'm hearing things, I'm like, you know, we read these scriptures over and over, but sometimes we don't always have the full context of, you know, what the words mean.
Right.
And we have an idea, you know, based on what we know, you know, like sleeping and slumber. But anyway, and so looking at the word slumber, when it says he will neither slumber nor sleep, slumber means to sleep lightly or doze off or be slow or negligent. And so God is never dozing off. He's never looking away. He's never taking a break. He's never being slow. He's never being negligent when it comes to the things that concern us. Like, even though it feels like things are taking a long time, even though it seems like, you know, things will never change, God is always on the ready. He's always aware. He's always watching. He's always looking. He's always, you know, keeping us. And then the word sleep means to lose consciousness, you know, to not be conscious of, you know, my situation or to be relaxed about my situation. God is always conscious of what's going on with us. Nothing catches him by surprise. He's always alert. He's always postured to, you know, come and see about us, to help us, to rescue us. And so he's, in that, he's already provided, you know, a way out, a way of escape, a way to turn things around. And even with the struggle or the storm, he also designed it to benefit us, to grow us up, to make us better. So nothing about the storm is meant to harm me or meant to harm you or meant to make you, you know, suffer, but it's to, you know, sharpen us, to make us better, to give us a keen sense of hearing, you know, more discernment, to be able to be strong and able to bear the infirmities of the weak, you know, but you have to be willing to trust God even in the storm, knowing that it's going to, you know, work out for our good. And so that's a lesson that I'm learning in this season even more. Like, you know things, but you begin to learn more. You begin to, and also the scripture, the part that says, I think it's verse, verse 5 says, he's the shade upon your right hand. And, you know, that means that there is nobody closer to us than God. He is
Come on, man.
Always. Yes. He is right there. Even though we have family, even though we have friends, nobody is as close to us as God. So he doesn't miss anything. He's right there to hold our hands, to lift us up, to carry us if necessary, you know, whatever it is. And so I'm just amazed that God and I, you know, stand in awe of him because of who he is and how he is and how, you know, his arms are always open. And it's like he exists just to care for us and to make ways for us. And I just, you know, I give him glory and thanks this morning. So with that, all of that being said, is there anyone on the line with any testimonies, any prayer requests before we begin prayer?
Amen, amen. Good morning to everyone.
Good morning.
The Lord is the head of my life. Amen. And I'm so gracious to be here. God is so good. I just want to give reference to God on today. He is everything that we need and all that we need. Amen. I want to give a testimony on this past week. The Lord has allowed me to finish my master's class, and I give all glory and praise to God. It was a challenge, and I just thank God for that opportunity. And throughout, you know, the time in school, you know, I started out late. I was a late bloomer. And just thinking back over all the years that I didn't even have a high school education, it was incomplete. And the Lord allowed me to, you know, go to college and get a bachelor's degree and now a master's degree. I'm just so grateful and humble that God gave me an opportunity. And I just wanted to testify to that, you know, because, you know, that is what is going to allow someone to know that if you put your hand in God's hand, he'll make little things, mm-hmm. big things, you know. And mm-hmm. what concerns us concerns God, you know. And I just thank and praise God for the opportunity for the next level. Amen. And so mm-hmm. I just ask that you continue to pray my strength in the Lord, that the Lord would give me direction on which way to go in, you know, a career, and that I get the job that he desires to give me. Right now, the job that I'm working, I'm very humbled to work the position. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, in this position, you know, I work very, very hard. And I can just hear God, he ministers to me as I sweat and as I clean up blood and as I take care of people. And I could just hear the Lord saying that, glory to God, that he's going to promote me. My promotions come from the north. And whether no one else recognized my hard work and my dedication to this position, God, he sees and knows all. The word of the Lord today was that God never sleeps nor slumbers. He is conscious and he is aware of what I'm going through and the challenges that I'm faced with. And so I just ask for your prayers that God directs me on the right path for as far as employment opportunity, and that he gives me the job that he desires for me to have. And in this hour, that he shall come forth within me as per gold, that I might testify to some young lady or to some older lady that if you do this, then God will do that. If you make yourself available for God, that he will show up and show out in your life, that he will give you the desires of your heart. And God has given me the desires of my heart. It's always been the desire of my heart to conclude. I've always been on the honor roll in school all my life, and not to complete high school was devastating to me. And after all these years, 25 years, he allowed me to go back to school. And so I want to be able to minister to someone down the road and tell them that God will come through for you. You can do it if you put your hand in God's hand. And so I just ask that you pray for me and with me on direction as God lead me to do what he has called me to do.
Amen. Good morning.
Prophet. Good morning.
Yes, ma'am. I was just going to say, as you're praying, I'm sorry, I'm just going to say this really quick. Pray against fear and insecurity. A lot of times, and I experienced this because it took me a long time to finish my first degree. It's taken what seems like such a long time that fear and insecurity builds up, and you start to think, you know, when opportunities start coming, you'll be like, am I really able to do that? Can I do that? Am I, you know, do I have enough experience? Am I smart enough? If God opens the door, you walk through it. Don't worry about it. If he called you to something, don't worry about whether, you know, you did that job before or whatever the case might be. You worked hard, you studied, and so when God begins to promote you, don't question. He's going to open some big doors, and don't worry about whether you can do the job or what you think, because we'll be, you know, the enemy will get in our heads and make us think, oh, I've never done that before, or I don't know how. God is going to do it, and you just trust
Amen.
Him. And it's going to blow your mind. It's going to blow your mind, and you're not going to know necessarily how to do it, but just know that when God does it, it's done.
Amen. That is confirmation.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, I just wanted to give testimony to what the other person's testimony was about, and it was great encouragement for me when it comes to education-wise. Then also I just want to give testimony to that I know that God is in the midst of or storm stuff, and I can testify to that because I've been in a mini storm this past week, And I just look at how I used to handle situations, you know, last year or, you know, further up in the year. And I see how God has been working with me and letting me know that, you know, whatever I'm going through is just a test of my faith. And he gives me peace over it. So I just thank God for that.
Amen.
And you know what? With that scripture, that first line of it says, I will lift up my eyes. And the thing about it is we think because we walk with our head up, you know, that that's where it stops. Hold your head up. And we learned that growing up, hold your head up. But no, not only do we need to hold our head up, but we need to look up, you know, because when we begin to look up and look around at all that God is doing, all that he's done, because when we tend to hold our head up, we're looking at what's in front of us. But if you look up, you're only seeing the goodness of God, the creation of God, the things of, you know.
Amen.
And so, yeah.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning. I just give God all of the glory this morning. Who is my life, and to each one of you in your respective places, and to Apostle Deans in his absence. I just give God all the praise this morning. I don't usually say anything when I come on prayer, but a lot of times I'll be wanting everybody else to say things because, you know, I can get on here and talk for the longest and testify how good God has been to me. But I just want to say this morning that I'm just so grateful and so thankful this morning for what God is doing in this ministry and where he's taken us in this season. And it's been a long time coming. You know, it's been a long time. And when I didn't have but one person on this prayer line with me, I still stood here. And I still had a lot of slap in the face. I had a lot of people saying stuff, why are you still on there? It's only one person. Your family don't support you. You know, just all kind of things they were saying to me. And I just said, okay, it's all right. I'm still going to come on here. It's been years. It's been years. Years. But I thank God that I didn't give up and he didn't give up on me. So, you know, it's to me, I'm glad in my heart. I'm glad in my mind. I thank God. You know, it's just like an experience that I went through or a test to see if I would give up and stop coming on. And I passed the test. I thank God. It's always good. If God told you to do it and brought you to it, he's going to take you through it. I don't care if it ain't but one person doing whatever you're trying to do or whatever you want to do. If it's for the kingdom and it's just one person with you, it some days it wasn't that nobody but the angels and myself on the prayer line. I thank God that I didn't stop. I thank God that I prayed anyway. I thank God that I stayed the course. I thank God that I didn't come down off the wall. I just thank God today. And I know where he's taking us. I know where he's taking. I can see now. I couldn't see then. I just did it by faith. So I just thank and praise God for that today. Don't want to keep you too long. It's just running over in my heart. I'm so grateful today. I'm grateful. I'm just grateful today. And it's something in my belly. I feel different. I don't feel like I was feeling in me. And I thank and praise God for that. So I just want you all to pray my strength in the Lord, that he keep giving me strength and he keep giving me patience and tenacity to do the work of God. Amen.
Amen. Anyone else?
Good morning, everybody. This is Fabiana.
Good morning.
I'm Mario's morning. Daughter. I'm her only daughter. I just ask that you all pray for me at this moment, at this time.
I'm going in uncharted territory for myself. And what I mean is that I really, you know, I know I don't talk about it. Well, I talk about it a lot, but I'm about to embark on the journey of holy matrimony. And the more I think about it, the more I get scared away from it. And the more that I talk about it, I get more afraid. But I just feel it in my heart that this is the right thing to do for me. I just ask that God just continue to guide me and keep me. And, you know, that's all I want, for God to guide me and keep me. I want to do things the correct way. I want to go before God the correct way. But, again, you know, I'm still praying on it. There are some levels in my life that I do have to grow. So just keep me in your prayers at this time.
Amen. And she also has to pray because she has a mom who is afraid for her, you know, not in complete agreement with, you know, and that's parent not being, you know, ready, wanting things to be right. So pray for us, you know, as we work through it. I know as I work through it, because it's very overwhelming for me. As a parent, I'm just, you know, being honest. So I, you know, you live and you see things, and, you know, it's, you just want more and better, you know, for your children. And we don't always know what's better, you know. We have to be honest. God knows, and he knows the whole picture. He knows the whole story. And so that is an area that I truly pray and have to work on. So pray for me as well, you know, in that area, because it's not easy. And I'm sure mothers on the phone who have had children get married, and you know, it's not easy. God knows. He said all of us.
All of y'all.
Yeah. So, you know, but God knows, and he works in ways that we don't always understand. You know, when we ask him, he comes in sometimes softly or subtly, you know, to help us work through things. And so we are going to pray that God continue to do that. Anybody else requesting prayer before I start? All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just bless your name today, God. We honor you. We give you glory, honor, and praise, God, for you alone are worthy, God. We come before you removing any preconceived notions, God. We come before you not leaning on our own understanding, God, but in all the ways acknowledging you, God, just asking that you would direct each of our paths, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for being a protector, a keeper, a provider. God, we thank you for stirring up the gifts in us, God. We thank you for opening doors that no man can close. God, we thank you for everything that you do. God, we thank you that it is in you that we live, we move, and we have our very being, God. We strip away any vain traditions that we've learned, God, anything that gets in the way of us knowing you for real, knowing who you are and experiencing you for who you are, God. We just thank you, Lord, for you covering us, for you wrapping your arms around us, God. We thank you for strength on today, God. We thank you, Lord God, that even when we have a hard time walking, you hold us up, you carry us, God. Even when we're confused, God, you bring understanding, God. Even when we're sad, you bring joy, God. We just thank you. Even when there's confusion, you bring peace. And God, we just thank you for all that you are. We thank you, God. Today, God, we ask that you would especially in this season, go with those, God, who are homeless, God, who don't have a place to lay their head, It's cold in most of the country, Lord God, in a lot of places, God, and we just ask that you would be with them, provide a warm place for them, Lord God, take care of them, provide food, Lord God, shelter, God, comfort, peace and joy to those who are without family and without support right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, send someone their way so that they may feel your love, Lord God, and to feel your spirit in this time. Lord, we pray, God, for those who are sad during the season because of lost loved ones, God, and different things that they've experienced, Lord God, the traumas in their life, God. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would provide supernatural comfort to them, oh God, in this time, Lord God, helping them to remember the good times, God, the happy memories, God, the joy that they felt when they were present, God. Lord, we ask you to heal any grieving heart right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch minds right now, God. Give them happy thoughts. Replace their sad and traumatic thoughts with happy thoughts, God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask that you would be with the sick right now, God, those who are struggling with physical ailments, God, right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask that you would touch their bodies and heal their pain right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Help them to feel your healing touch, your healing power, God. Let healing virtue flow from you to them, God. We just thank you. And God, we look forward to the testimonies of your healing, God. We thank you. We know that you are a healer, God. You are the healer, Lord God. And we just thank you and we praise you right now that you don't change, God. Your power is never diminished, God. And we thank you for healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we ask that you would bring peace, Lord God. There are so many wars going on, so much violence, Lord God. People are killing, God, and we just pray right now that you would arrest their spirit right now, Lord God. We cancel any assignment of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus that would seek to hurt other people, that would seek to destroy lives, God. We ask that you would touch them right now, Lord God. Heal their pain, Lord God. We know that those who are hurting others are hurt themselves. They're in pain, God. They're being tormented by evil, God. And we are just praying, Lord God, we come against that evil spirit right now. We tear down any stronghold, any fortress or place that we've made the enemy comfortable in attacking us, God. We tear down all those places, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just speak your peace. We speak your peace in the spirit of your people. We speak your peace, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. Lord God, I pray right now that you bring back the zeal and the thirst for your word, for your presence, for relationship with you to your people, Lord God. Lord God, we seem to be falling away and straying away, oh God, and I pray that you would just revive us, revive the motivation, revive the thirst, the hunger after righteousness. You said those that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled, God, and we are praying, Lord God, that you stir up that hunger and that thirst for righteousness, God. You desire that we be holy, God. Help us to live holy before you, Lord God. We ask that you would be with children who have no parents on today, Lord God. Those who are celebrating the season that have nobody, Lord God, that they don't know what their parents are. They don't know their parents, God. They're living with strangers or they're living with other family members, God. Touch their hearts right now, Lord God. Be with them in this time. We know it's difficult, Lord God, to be without your parents, Lord. And we just ask that you would touch their hearts, give them comfort and peace right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just bless and praise your name for all that you are and all that you do. God, we love you. We love you. We adore you. We magnify your name. We thank you for sending your son, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that in this season we celebrate his birth, God. We thank you that there is no gift like the gift of Christ, God, and we just thank you. And, Lord, help us to evangelize at this time, Lord. While we're giving gifts to our family, give them Jesus. Help us to give them Jesus, God, because he is the best gift that we could ever give, God. Let us remember why we are celebrating this season, God. Let us not get caught up in the traditions and the things that go on, but to remember that we are honoring and being thankful for your birth, Lord God. Help us to feel your love in this season, Lord God. We just thank you right now for Prophet and Prophetess Sadler right now in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for how you've brought her and what you've allowed her to accomplish, how you've been with her and kept her, Lord God, and strengthened her on this journey, Lord God. And you have shown her, God, that when she stayed committed to you, Lord God, there is nothing that you cannot do. And we just thank you right now. We thank you for the doors that are opening for her, Lord God. And we ask that you would strengthen her and give her the strength to just walk through those doors without any hesitation, God, to just walk and step through at your word, Lord God. Lord God, we come against any thought of fear or insecurity or hesitation right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, you have called her to this time and place, God, and you have equipped her, God. You've given her everything that she needs. She is a leader, Lord God, and so the promotion time has come for her, God, and we pray that you would just strengthen her heart and mind. And as she leads, as she is promoted, God, that all of your principles and virtues she will share with those that she leads, Lord God, that she will continue to be a light to all of those that she leads in the secular world, in the spiritual world, in church, wherever she goes, God, allow her light to shine so that people will be drawn to you. They will see you no matter what she's doing, no matter what she's saying, God. People will be drawn to you. And we thank you for what you're doing and what you are about to do, God. We thank you that your timing is perfect. We thank you, Lord God, that it seemed like a long time coming, but God, you don't need time to operate. You operate even outside of time, God, and we just thank you for that. You can do anything you want to do when you want to do it, God, and we just thank you in advance, and we look forward to her testimony of how you're going to take her, Lord God, from glory to glory. We bless your name in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the testimonies of strength and resilience and how you bring us through every storm, God. We thank you, Lord God, that when we come out on the other side, we're stronger, we're bolder, God, and we just thank you. Lord God, we ask that you would be with Apostle Deans and Apostle Deans this morning, God. We thank you for their love for your people, their love for you, God. We thank you for Apostle Deborah, God. Thank you that you have been with her all of her life, God, and you have used her in a mighty way to touch lives way even before now, God. You've always been using her, Lord God, and you've always given her strength to do the things that you've called her to do, despite whatever she's experienced physically, emotionally, Lord God. She has continued to press forward, God, and we thank you for her being an example, Lord God, as a mother, as a wife, Lord God, as a minister, as a prophet, as an apostle, God. She is an example, and we thank you for her love, her leadership, her guidance. God, continue to open doors, continue to enlarge her territory, continue to make ways, God. Continue to provide resources, Lord God, and connections, Lord God. Continue to widen and broaden her network, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to strengthen her and meet every need. We thank you for her right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask that you would strengthen her to continue to be able to care for her husband, Lord God. Touch his body right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch his mind right now in the name of Jesus. Speak to his heart, Lord God. Continue to speak to him, Lord God. Continue to show yourself strong in his life and present no matter what he goes through, God. Continue to encourage him and motivate him, Lord God, to keep moving forward. We thank you. And we bless your name, God, and we just look forward to all of the glorious testimonies of all that you are going to do, God. And on today, we ask you to touch Fabiana, Lord God, and we ask you to touch JJ, Lord God. We ask you to bless them now, to speak to their hearts, Lord God. Lord, marriage is rough and it is hard, but God, is ordained by you. And God, anything that you ordain, God, you will tend to. And we thank you, Lord God, for touching their hearts and giving them the minds to want to do things your way, Lord God. And we ask that you would always give them a mind to seek you first for every answer to every problem. God, you are the solution to every problem, every situation.
Yes, God.
God, help them to pray and go to you first. God, help them to continue to evaluate themselves and to allow you to grow them up and to move them forward, Lord God, into the place that you would have them to go. Lord God, we remove any fear, any hesitation, any insecurity, Lord God, right now that may be there, Lord God, and we ask you to be strong in their lives, Lord. Stand up in them, oh God, that they will be the young people that you've called to minister to this generation, Lord God. We thank you for their hearts.
Yes.
We thank you for their genuineness, Lord God. Meet every need in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we look forward to the testimonies, Lord God, from our prayers, Lord God. You said that the prayers of the righteous avail much, God. You said that if we ask and don't doubt, we could have what we say. And, God, we're believing you for all the prayers that are going up before you, God. I ask that you would just be with me today on today, Lord God. Touch me. Continue to open doors. Lord God, you know what we stand in need of. You know the season that we are in, Lord God. You know the things that are before us. We ask that you go before us, Lord God. Touch my husband, touch both my children, my son, my daughter, God. And we ask that you would make a way, Lord. Send resources from the north, the south, the east, the west, Lord God. Continue to use us in your service, God. Continue to give us strength. Help us to lean not to our own understanding, but to acknowledge you in all of our ways, God. Continue to lead us to prayer, God. Continue to beckon our hearts towards you. Continue to draw us closer to you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. Bless my aunt right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus and her son,
God.
Lord God. We thank you for them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Meet their every need, God. We bless your name, God. You are great and greatly to be praised, God. I love you so much. I adore you, Lord God, for who you are. There is no one like you. There is no one above
you,
God. And we just thank you, Lord. Your word is true. Your promises are yes and amen, God. And we just thank you right now. We bless your name. No matter what it looks like, God, we will trust you. We will bless your holy name in the midst. Just like David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and your praise will continue to be in our mouth, God. Our souls will make their boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. God, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you. We praise you. God, be with everybody in this holiday season. Keep everybody safe. We arrest the spirit of accident right now, God. Protect every car that will be on the road. Protect everybody who goes into the stores on today, Lord God. Protect us as we go from house to house, visiting with family, Lord God. Be with us all. Let everybody feel the love and the joy, the purpose and the reason for this season, and that's the birth of Jesus Christ. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. So we just thank and praise the Lord today for the prophetess Nelson and her time praying. Oh, she's been praying every Saturday morning in December. She got, I think, one more to go. Does anyone want to pick January or February in their day that they want to pray? Just let us know. I don't care who it is. You could pray, you know, pick a day. Don't have to be Saturday, any day that you're comfortable with, to pray in a time. And we will meet you on the line here on the Blog Talk Radio. But, you know, and I understand if you can, because a lot of people are busy and they are doing a lot of different things. But just pray about it. Anybody that want to take on that, you can do that. So I just thank and praise God for her and for each one of you that's on the line today. And we just have to just stay focused in this season. Like you say, just remember what this season's reason is. The reason for the season is Jesus, so and the love of Christ. So we just give God praise and thank God for Prophetess Nelson this morning. And we're not gonna hold you. Tomorrow I will be on Sunday preaching at 12 noon Central Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time for 1 hour on the radio broadcast and on the Facebook broadcast. So if you're not doing anything, you can join me. If you are, I do understand. But You know, every day is a Jesus day to me. I don't care what it is. Amen. I don't care what holiday
Hallelujah.
It is. It ain't about me. Mm-hmm. It ain't about no toys. It ain't about no nothing but Jesus. So however they thought I was going to say, no, I don't want to be on Christmas. Honey, let me tell you something. Mm. Anything. I don't care what day it is. Honey, I'm ready to go. So when they told me, well, we're going to give you another half hour extra, okay, that's fine. I'm going to be right on there saying something, trying to tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. So, like I said, if you're not busy, and if you are, I do understand. So God bless you. Have something else you want to say, Prophetess Nelson?
No, just that I love everybody, and what you said is on target. I've been thinking that in my heart. You know, feeling like we're so involved with so many things in our lives that we've kind of pushed Jesus, you know, down the list, down on the list. And time is winding up. I just had a friend that passed away. I don't know if you knew, but Pastor Richardson, where Trina was at Southern Union, where they were,
really?
She passed away. Yeah, the other day.
I didn't know that.
And she was about, I think she was about 53. She had pulmonary hypertension, and she passed away. And I had another friend that was here passed away last year, about the same age. And it just reminded me that we don't know, you know, when our time is up, but we need to make the most of the time God has given us for us to do his will. And so while we're caught up trying to attain things and get to different places and statuses and financial situations, you know, different things like that, we can't get caught up in that because we have we have an assignment, and we need to do what we're assigned to do. And it seems harsh sometimes. It seems crass, but God, let me tell you, time is winding up for all of us. And we have a limited amount of time to do what God called us to do. And I, one of the things that brings me to tears every time, when I leave this earth, if I don't do nothing else, I want my children to have a relationship with God. I don't. The rest of it won't matter, because as long as they have a relationship with God, they can do all things through Christ.
Yes.
So that's giving people Jesus is the main focus, you know. So, that's all.
If it's nothing else, Prophet, you can close out, but I'll be on tomorrow by the grace of God.
Amen. All right. Well, it's been wonderful. Thank you all for joining. You're going to stay in my prayers and be praying for me. I love you all. Merry Christmas. Have a wonderful holiday season. And we'll see you all next Saturday. When I see you. But
at the right time. At
Saturday.
The right time.
Oh.
At the right time.
At
this
9
was the wrong time.
That's okay. All right. Amen.
God bless you.
All right,
God
everybody.
Have
a great day. God bless you all.
Amen. You too.
Amen.
God bless you.